Sometimes when you just haven't seen the miracle you need, maybe that's where you are, it can be so easy to think it's just not going to happen, or that maybe there's some sort of holdup on God's end, that God's waiting on something. Well, I got news. He's still doing miracles. I read them every day. I want to read some just a minute. Every day we get testimonies of healing. Here's a woman right here in Fort Lauderdale, just healed in her back when I prayed. She called for prayer. She heard me praying. She believed God for healing. Her back now is totally healed. Others I'll be sharing in a minute. What God did in Bible days, He's still doing these days. That's why we're doing this program Monday through Friday. Sometimes there needs to be special things done in order to receive. And that's where your faith comes in. That's where expectation comes in. The Bible says in Hebrews 11:6, one of my favorite scriptures, but without faith, it's impossible to please Him. For he or she who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them who diligently seek Him. Now, friend, you got to believe. You got to believe. We need to know the promises of God's Word, and we need to declare them. We need to decree them as promises over our lives every day. And you can do it because you have faith. Romans 10:17 makes it very clear. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. That's what I'm giving you right now, the Word of God. Now, in this new book, God's Healing Touch, if you turn over to chapter 4 when you get it, you'll find a chapter titled Faith That Moves Your Mountain. And you're going to learn things about how to grow in your faith and how to handle doubt and unbelief. So I want to encourage you, order your copy of God's Healing Touch. I keep looking for new and inventive ways to help build your faith. And I think this book will be a blessing in your life. Order your copy today. As I said, Nellie got a healing. Here's a testimony just came in earlier this morning from a woman out in California. I won't read the name. Her son has had an alcoholic problem, a smoking addiction, and she'd been calling for some time for prayer. And it's very touching because she says, thank you so much. The prayer has changed everything. My son is free from it now. Now, you may have a son, or you may have a daughter, or you may have a grandchild, or some special child, or someone else in your family, maybe a brother, a sister, a cousin, a niece, a nephew, that's hooked on alcohol or something else. They're addicted. The same way I prayed for this woman, for her son, whose name I'm not going to give, I pray over that one right now that's close to you. This young man, this young woman, this brother, this sister, this cousin, whoever relation they are, I pray right now, I break off the addiction in the name of Jesus. And I pray for healing. Anyone suffering with an addiction, I come against it right now in the authority of Jesus' name. And I believe God with you for a miracle. You know, there's sometimes nothing less will do. Nothing less than a miracle will do. And I pray, if God can do this for this woman's son out in California, He can do it for your family member. And if you want to call in and give us the name of that person, I won't reveal it on the air. I'm not going to reveal her son's name or hers or even what city she's in. We'll keep it confidential, but I promise you we'll pray. You can call us right now. Doris in Chicago, I'm watching your program. So many people watching. I put my hands on the place where I have a growth. And I came into agreement with you as you prayed in the night. The growth just burst, and it's gone. Did you know God can remove tumors? God can remove growths. He can remove things like that. And if you've got a growth or anything like or a tumor, in the name of Jesus, I send the healing word of God to you right now. Now, I used that scripture earlier from Psalm 107, verse 20. He sent His word. You see, what I'm doing is scriptural. He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. That's what I'm doing. I'm sending the healing word of God to you. Thank God for the anointing of the Holy Spirit to do it. Rhonda is up in Portage La Prairie in Manitoba, way up in Canada. Watching you live, I had a migraine headache. And I guess this was Friday. She heard me give a word of knowledge about migraine headache. She said it completely left. It's gone. So I'm calling in to let you know. Thank you, Rhonda, for letting us know about that. Karen in Tallahassee, Alabama, a call for prayer. You gave a word of knowledge about eyes clearing up, and my eyes cleared up when you prayed. Things happen when you pray. And then, Frank in Rockland, California called in. Please pray for me. I am having an MRI to see if the blood clot in my brain is gone. Frank, I'm setting my faith with you right now in the authority of Jesus' name for this blood clot to dissolve and for you to be healed in the authority of Jesus' mighty name. Now, if you need special prayer, you can call us right now. I've got more than 20 prayer partners standing by. If you get a busy signal, stay right on the line. They'll be praying in Jesus' mighty name and believing God for a miracle. This comes from, just coming in for now, just from Esther in Mesa, Arizona. Thank you so much for answering my prayer request last week. I'm doing so much better with my back. I'm going home soon. She's had pneumonia as well. And I want to request another prayer for my hearing. My hearing has gotten worse, and I need your prayers. I'm sowing this $100 seed as my gift into your ministry, believing for my healing. Esther, in the name of Jesus, I'm sending the healing word of God to you in Mesa, Arizona. And I pray that you are able to come out of the hospital. Thank God your back is better, the pneumonia is gone, and thank God for God healing your hearing in the name of Jesus. Sheila is in Gastonia, North Carolina. I'm calling in this $200 seed gift, believing God for healing in my finances. Sheila, the Bible says when you sow, you have a Bible right to expect God to use that gift for His glory and then multiply it back. And that's my prayer for you today. Evelyn is calling in a $100 gift. Please pray for my daughter. In Jesus' name, Evelyn, I'm praying for your daughter. She's in Anderson, South Carolina. Praying over your daughter right now and for God to use this seed and multiply it back. Here's a woman whose name I won't read. She's also in North Carolina. Please pray for my grandson's salvation. Many of you may have children or grandchildren who don't know the Lord. And I have family members also. They're distant, but they're still family, you know. They're still blood. And I'm praying over them like you're praying over yours. And my dear sister, I pray over you, and I pray over your grandson. She said, I'm sowing this $200 seed, believing for my grandson's salvation. And I'm setting my faith with you in Jesus' name. You know, I'm thinking today about my mother, Evelyn Roberts. When I was running from God, my mother said to me, son, you'll never be able to outrun my prayers. Well, she was right. Thank God for praying grandmoms and praying granddads and praying moms and dads. And I'm praying over your family members. If you have a family member who needs the Lord, why don't you call and let us know who they are so we can all pray. I won't reveal the name, but I'll pray. I promise you, I'll pray. Janet is in Watertown, Connecticut, sowing a $500 seed against the need that she's facing. Arlene called, please receive this $25 seed. I wrote you a letter believing God for my daughter to be healed. She has had bone cancer for more than a year, but the doctors did stem cell on her, and now they're saying she's cancer-free. Hallelujah. I'm sowing this seed in thanksgiving and also believing for my daughter to regain her strength. And Arlene in Battle Creek, Michigan, I'm praying over you right now. Isn't that where Kellogg's is? I love Kellogg cereals. I think they're made in Battle Creek, Michigan. Thank you, Arlene. My wife is from Michigan. She'd know. She'd know if Battle Creek's the place. And my longtime friend and partner, Selena, over in Malaysia, sowing a mighty seed of the Lord. Others calling in. Thank you so much. You can call right now and say, I'm going to sow a seed against the need that I face. No, you're not trying to buy a miracle, because miracles aren't for sale. No, they're not for sale. But I'm believing God, as you sow, God's going to use it for His glory, and He's going to multiply it back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Thank you, Chloe. Sharon just called in from Davenport, Florida. Just now, Chloe, calling in just now. Watching you right now. Sharon, I need healing from fatigue and weakness after a surgery. Sharon, in Jesus' name, I'm setting my faith with you, believing for your full recovery, for your strength to resume. Sandra in Orchard Park, New York, that's in the Buffalo area, watching you right now. Please pray for my for healing from gum disease and the restoration of some missing teeth that with the dentist. In Jesus' name, Sandra, praying over your mouth and praying over the gum disease to be healed. Vivian in Shiprock, New Mexico, way up in the, I think that's the northwest corner of New Mexico. There's a Native American reservation up in that area as well. I've been up there. Please pray for my back and my left hip. In Jesus' name, Vivian, I know you're watching right now. I send the word for your back and for your hip to be healed. In Jesus' mighty name. Helen in Grandview, Missouri, calling just now. Please pray for my loved one. Didn't mention who it is, but praying over the loved one right now in Missouri. In Jesus' name, I agree with you, Helen, for that loved one to be healed. Angela in Kettering, Ohio, please pray for my daughter, for her well-being. Okay, Angela, I won't go any farther than what you said there, but I know what it is. Angela, I'm agreeing with you right now for your daughter's healing. In Jesus' name. Daniel is in Blossvale, New York. Please pray for my mother. I'm watching you right now. Thank God for mothers. In Jesus' name, I pray over your mother, Daniel, and I believe God for her miracle. Susie in Tommy, New Mexico. Please pray for several of my family members that are having some difficulty. I won't mention what it is, but Susie, you know what it is. I know you're watching me right now. I agree with you for their healing and their deliverance. In Jesus' name. Christine in Elfreda, Arizona. Christine, I rebuke these attacks against your mind. I rebuke it. And I rebuke the fear and I rebuke the discouragement. And I want you to know that God wants to heal you, Christine, in every area of your life. In Jesus' name. Christine, you really need to order this book, God's Healing Touch. It'll be a blessing. It'll be a blessing to you. The other book, John, the book I'm offering near God's Healing Touch, offer this one in Jesus' name. I believe it'll be a blessing to her. Persinus in Gulfport, Mississippi, please pray for my family, believing God for your entire family to be healed. Dijon in Punta Gorda, Florida, or Dijon, please pray for my loved ones. A lot of people calling about family members. Mary in Texas, please pray for my financial blessing. I set my faith with each one of you now for healing, healing, healing in the name of Jesus, and I am out of time. God bless you. Take these words with you all day long. He's a healing Jesus. He really is, and I'll see you tomorrow right here.